Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We continue our coverage of Ace Sexual Awareness Week by bringing members of the Ace community stories to you. Today we have Elle with us. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, we really appreciate this.
No problem.
For sharing your story. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a 31-year-old biromantic asexual. I have been married. I have experienced sex more times than I'd like to think about. I'm currently not searching for a relationship with anybody. Content with the life I have in the romantic and sexual arena, and it's been an interesting path to get to where I am now.
Sounds like it's been quite a journey for you. Oh boy.
Oh boy. You have no idea.
It takes a while before all of us to realize our real sexualities. We all go through a lot of insecurities and what if and all that. So yeah, we understand.
So the asexual community is very diverse in how their orientation presents itself. Would you mind sharing what your label means to you?
Yes, I would not. Well, I would not mind. To me, my orientation means that I am romantically attracted to both men and women who were born as male and female, mm-hmm. but I have no sexual interest in them whatsoever. I would enjoy cuddling, holding hands, hugging, maybe a little bit of kissing, but we're not going to go any further than that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. How and when did you realize that you were asexual?
I was married, and I was really not liking sex. And I wasn't sure whether it was to pertain it. I wasn't sure whether it was due to a whole bunch of things going on in my life at that time, whether it was life stress, if it was because my physical disabilities were causing the sex to be painful, which it was. I couldn't get comfortable. It was hurting my back. It was hurting my knees. Get comfortable because of it, or because I am a survivor of rape, and I just didn't like it because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure if there's this or that. And it ended up that the lack of sex in my marriage ruined my marriage because my husband cheated on me because I wasn't giving him enough. So my marriage ended. Max, be quiet. Quiet, Max.
Oh, it's okay about the dog. It's a running thing with this. We have a dog barking in almost every episode, so don't worry.
he just knows that my anxiety is getting up a bit.
So that's a long process
But there's more.
Sure, go ahead, honey.
I separated, I moved away, and then after a while I was like, okay, maybe I'm just too damaged from the rape that I've been through, maybe, and then I was on Tumblr, and I heard about asexuality on Tumblr, so I went to go look it up. I'm like, maybe that's me. And then I thought about the rape, and maybe it's the rape. So I was in a relationship with someone, and I decided I'm going to give sex another go. And mm-hmm. I was in a relationship with him, and we were in bed, and I was like, well, I'm not triggered, I'm not having flashbacks, I'm just not getting anything out of this, I'm bored, I'm not interested, get off me, ugh, I'm bored. This is not doing it for me. I'm not aroused. I tried again. And I tried several times with him. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just can't do this. I have no interest in this whatsoever. And it's just gross and it's nasty and oh, get off me. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's not you. I swear it's me. It's me. I swear it's not you. It's me.
So that was kind of how you realized
and
that
then,
you were.
Yeah, then I was like, okay. He didn't trigger me. I didn't have flashbacks. I didn't end up curled up on the floor in a barrel of tears screaming, no, stop, you're hurting me.
Right.
So I was like, okay. Let me go do this whole, let me go join Aven forums and go look some more, do some more research online and try to embrace this and see what I can do.
So you talked a little bit about the beginning of finding community. How difficult was it to really find the ACE community from the little research that you did, and what was that process for you?
Well, I turned on my computer and I went to Google and typed in ACE, asexuality, and pretty much jumped up right there.
Oh, good. good.
I mean, I knew I wasn't looking for a form of asexual reproduction because this isn't science class here.
Exactly. It's not science class.
I already took biology in college.
Well, that's good that it came up so readily available. That's great. So if anybody needs to look, that's an easy way to do it.
Yeah.
We'll also have some great links to a couple of very good Facebook groups that are very helpful and some other places, too.
Yeah, because if you just type in asexual, you get different hits than if you type in asexuality.
Right. Exactly. It's a different thing because if you put in asexual, it goes into a scientific.
Yes, you're talking about asexual reproduction.
You mentioned being a survivor of rape.
Yeah.
And in the LGBT community, many of us are, and I've talked about my theory about that. However, the two things aren't. You did not become asexual because you were raped.
No,
otherwise, we would all be asexual. It is a true sexual orientation all its own.
Yeah.
And so that is one of the misconceptions we like to address with people because that is one of the things that is said so often to the asexual community is, oh, you're all damaged. That's why we can fix you. You don't really need to be fixed.
No, I thought I was just a regular straight girl that had been through some horrible things.
So what else would you like to tell us about asexuality today?
That I also want people to know that there's not – that asexual people we're not all sad, lonely, depressed people. People
right.
think that, oh, we're alone, we can't find anybody, we're just all lonely people with our cats who like to eat
right.
cake and pizza and live in front of the refrigerator and watch Netflix. Asexual people can be in relationships if they choose to be, if they're a romantic asexual. Then they can be in a romantic relationship either with another asexual person or if they're a demi or gray asexual, then maybe with an allosexual person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that you'll have a glossary.
We're going to put
all these words I'm throwing around here.
It's a very long list. It's so individual. It's hard to put individual labels on all of them, but we'll try to put that up, the demisexual and all of those.
Yeah.
Bi and hetero and homo, romantic, and
yeah.
We'll try to list everything we can for that. But yes, and you know, that's one of the myths too, is that you all are alone, and many, many people have families and
mm-hmm.
do very, you know, have big, full lives. I know that personally. I know several
yeah.
that are just, you know, they like cake, though.
and as for me, myself, I'm actually what's been called a queer platonic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you're familiar with what that is.
Well, I know what queer is, and I know what platonic is. So, but you can tell it. Please tell us about it.
It's a friendship. It goes beyond. It's not romantic because it's not, it's literally hedonic.
You're doing fine.
It's a relationship that involves a close emotional connection beyond mm-hmm. what people consider friendship. It's similar to that of a romantic relationship, but there's no romance or sex involved.
Right.
And the people in it, it can be of any romantic or orientation. And the partners in a queer platonic relationship, and there can be more than two, are called zucchinis.
Oh, really? Oh, cute. It's adorable. And I know what you're trying to say, because I've experienced that in my own life with people, that it's beyond romance. It's not romance. It's close. It's family, and it's not family. It is a deep psychic connection, as far as I can tell. And it can, and it's with several people.
Yeah.
And I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So.
Oh, well.
And
I'm happy with you.
And it's funny because I'm a bi romantic ace, and so we're so happy. And he comes and he's like, "What can I do for my zucchini?"
Oh, how cute! Oh,
it's adorable. It's great.
I'm very happy for you.
Great, great. People often say some pretty invasive and hurtful things to and about asexuals.
Yes.
What would you like everyone not to say to and about the asexual orientation?
Well, one thing that people say is that we're not an orientation.
Yeah.
You're not an orientation. You're just a group of lonely people that, you need to get laid. You're probably just gay and in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing wrong with gay people. I mean, my zucchini over there, and I adore him. I love him and fit like crazy. But I'm not gay.
Right.
I'm not going to come out of the closet and be like, I'm not asexual, I'm gay. And if you,
right.
if you realize you are gay, that's awesome. Power to you. If you realize that you like men or women and you've been hiding it because you're scared and you finally come out, that's awesome. That's wonderful. I think it's great. But I'm not gay.
Right.
I don't have a secret sexual attraction for women.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, we're familiar with this one, too, because we're told all the time, well, you're really just gay or a lesbian. You're just too scared to come out of the closet. And we keep telling everybody, no, we're not gay. We're not straight. We're bisexual. And if we were scared to come out of the closet, why would we say we're bisexual? Because everybody hates us. You know. So, yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody to redefine you or label you
yeah.
something that you're not. And again, with the sexual orientation part, I run into that a lot. People say, oh, well, that's just a lifestyle choice. I said, no, asexuality is a true sexual orientation.
Yeah.
You know, and then I go into my explanation of that. It is, you know, you do not have experienced sexual attraction to people.
Yeah.
And it's on very various different levels. It doesn't mean you don't have romantic attractions or any of those other things that they kind of, you know, dump on it.
And then so. There's the people who say, well, how do you know if you've never tried?
How do you know you never tried? I've never tried.
Well, it's like, well, there's some asexual people who are a virgin.
Yeah.
And then there's people say, well, how do you know you don't like sex if you've never tried? And this often comes... And this comes from people who are gay, straight, what have you. And if it comes from, especially a straight person, it's like, well, it often comes from straight man to a female. Sadly, this is the stereotype I've seen. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how do you know you don't like to have sex with men if you've never tried?
That's right. Exactly. That is the point.
Or
as people have asked me, how do you know if you're bisexual? I said, you know. You don't know what goes on in my head.
Hey,
you know?
How do you know you don't like to have sex with horses if you've never tried? Oh, sex with
horses. That's exactly right.
Sex with horses. Oh, gross. Exactly.
That is kind of gross. That's a little gross, but it's a good point.
Like, no, you don't have sex with horses. I have nasty. And it's like, and that's for me. I tried it. I know it. I don't like it.
Yeah, but even if you've never tried it, that's still, you don't have to prove you're asexual. If you don't, if you know you don't want to, then you know you don't want to, period. You know, you don't have to prove it to anyone.
And then there's the big issue about corrective rape.
Mm-hmm.
And as a survivor, this hits me, that hits me hard, because there are some people that's happened to where they're like, oh, I'll change your mind.
That's invasive.
Oh, it's horrible, because then they may have been a, hey, if you like sex, that's cool, do your thing. Or they may have been a gray or demi and been going for it just for the partner, or they may have been like, well, I might be interested in trying at some point in time just to see where that's like. And then corrective rape comes in, and they're like, I hate this. This is horrible. And now I am all messed up. They may have been a great, happy-go-lucky person, and now they have PTSD, and they...
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I think the difference, when we talk about that, when the difference is that I'm a survivor of rape. However, it didn't deter from my interest in sex. I mean, I may have had a lot of problems, but I was still interested in sex. If you're an asexual and you're a survivor, you're probably not, you weren't interested in sex before, and no, you still aren't after.
Really not interested in sex.
So I think people have to understand that it is about having a sexual orientation and not about trauma or a lifestyle choice.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. I think one of the problems is, and it goes to all of our communities, that there are people that just don't want to accept diversity of human experience.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's 7 billion people on this planet, and there's a lot of different ways that people are built. And accepting that and accepting that diversity is really a step in the direction of acceptance.
Yeah, for everyone. You know, so, you know, I think that if someone tells you they're asexual, you people out there, you don't need to, you know, to question it or tell them that if they're right or wrong or why. Just accept it and say, cool, if you want to tell me about that, you know, tell me about it. Because that's the biggest problem we seem to have.
And sometimes I've read on pages on Facebook, and like such as Have a Gay Day or Lizzie the Leslie, that asexuals shouldn't be included. Why are you adding all these extra letters to LGBT? And I was like, really? And they asked us, have you faced the same challenges? Have you ever gotten thrown out of your house or beat up because you're asexual? And I was like, well, me personally, no. But other people, yes.
You can't equate, see, my pain is worse than your pain thing. That is not functional, because, it, you know, just because your pain presented as somebody throwing you out of your house, you don't know what kind of pain someone else has gone through, living a whole life of trying to fit into a world where they, you know, are obligated to have sex and they don't want to. I mean, there's all kinds of trauma that can happen. It just presents itself differently. So one is, doing that is not cool. So, yay.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
like, I have no sex drive whatsoever. Absolutely none. I have no interest. And there's times where it's like, I feel that I should, and then it releases tension, and then there's asexuals who have a high libido, and they have no interest in sex, so they're just going to be handling it themselves, but
yeah, that's, and what you're talking about is another point. People have a misconception about asexuals is they don't experience any kind of sensation from sex, but our bodies are built the way they're built. And it's like if you tickle somebody behind their ear, even if they don't like tickling, it's going to tickle, right? Yeah. So just don't tickle. But people have that misconception too. So all these will be provided on the website.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'm really thankful that you guys are doing this. There needs to be a lot more awareness out there, and I hope that we do get more awareness out within, especially within the LGBT community, because I think that the bisexuals and pan relate to us a bit more, because we're like, the triangle of orientations that people seem to be like, what is with you people? What's going on with you? You're weird. You guys like these. You guys like all of these, and you guys like nothing. What happened to straight and gay?
Yeah, well, the world is way more than straight and gay. I mean, it really, really is. And so anybody that's out of the, what do you call it, non-monosexual box is, yeah, we're kind of like, we feel a lot of intersection with, you know, trans community, intersex community, asexual, pansexual. We all feel connected with them.
Yeah.
So it's better to educate and inform, and that's how things change, right?
They can get depressed when they're not sure what's going on. They're confused, mm-hmm. and they're either really stressed out about it or they're depressed. They're like, I'm not sure what's going on with my body. I'm not fitting in with my friends who all they talk about is boys or all they talk about is girls or who got laid last night and so on and so forth. And they're like, I just don't get it. Why don't I want to do this? Why don't I fit in? And it can really swing your moods and make you feel so uncomfortable and out of place when you don't understand it and you don't, or you aren't aware of asexuality, especially if you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that finding asexual groups is important to find a safe spaces, because we have a very highly hypersexualized world.
Oh, yeah.
With everything is focused around sex, you know, most everything. And finding a safe haven where you can talk about anything besides sex is important. And so there are some great groups for that. And if you are curious or you think you might be asexual or you just want to know more about it, Avian is a good place to go, right? AVIAVEN.
Yeah, they've been having problems with their website. I'm not sure if it's still down. I don't know. There have been a bunch of us that have found an app that's probably popular with teenagers and people in their young 20s called Whisper.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
A lot of us have been going on and going into the asexuality tag and educating people. And sometimes, sometimes we get into arguments with people who say that we're a bunch of nuts. And other times we talk to people and they're like, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. Am I asexual? And so we ask them all these questions. And
that's very helpful. On Facebook, Aces and Allies is a great place to start too. Mm-hmm. Because you can get quite a bit of information and get, you know, talk to people about it.
And we do have a group that's run by the same group of people that run into Aces and Allies that's just for Aces.
Right, just for Aces. But I would recommend you don't, that you start at Aces and Allies and take it from there. Because that, like I said, one of the things about having a safe space for the AIDS community is, you really would like to get away from the hypersexualized part of the world.
Yeah.
It's not about being really private or secular or anything. It's just like having a safe haven.
Yeah.
So I would start with Aces and Allies to begin with.
And something else I wanted to bring up is that there's tons of ace memes all over the internet, but I wanted to clarify, you know, we're not asexual because we're hyper religious, like a nun. We're not doing it because we want to stay faithful. We're not choosing a celibate lifestyle. There's people who are asexual who have chosen to be celibate, but they don't go hand in hand.
Right, exactly. One does not make the other. It's like I am a very sexual person. But I'm actually, you know, have been celibate for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a choice I made.
Yeah.
That is not the way I feel about sex. That is a choice I've made about it. And that's the difference.
Yeah. And you can choose to be celibate, but that's not a choice that we made. It's not like I'm abstaining from sex because I'm celibate. It's like I'm not having sex because I have no interest in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And also there are asexuals who aren't interested in having relationships. They are aromantic.
Yeah,
they don't want. They're fine with platonic relationships with their friends, their family, but they don't have an interest in a romantic relationship with anyone else.
So it's really like on a scale, like most anything.
It's yeah.
Big, wide spectrum.
Yes.
That's the way to do things. So it's not about not just having sex. It's about not being, having a sexual attraction. And that's what it is, really what I think I want to get across to people.
Yeah, and I mean, I know of some people who are sexual, but a romantic. They like having the friends with benefits type of life.
Exactly.
They don't want a commitment.
Right, exactly. Alrighty, I'm going to wrap it up here, honey, okay?
All right.
I just want you all to remember you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are asexual.
Woo!
Woohoo! Bye, honey! Bye!
Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.